WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The first sentences are pronounced for the El Paso Walmart shooter. These on federal crimes charged in a mass killing that took 23 lives and was said to be racially motivated. 90 consecutive life sentences in prison.
No emotion from 24-year-old Patrick Crucius as the life sentences were handed down. It came after 2 days of victim impact statements from the families. Amaris Vega lost her aunt, Teresa Sanchez. She addressed the shooter in court.
He wanted to get rid of the Hispanic people here in El Paso, but he didn't do that. He failed, and he didn't win. We're still here, and we're not going anywhere.
El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks says the federal sentence will have no impact on the state trial, which could happen as early as next year.
We are still going to be seeking the death penalty on the Walmart shooter.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Leslie Van Houten, who's been in California prison for more than a half a century in the notorious Manson family killings, is a step closer to being released. California's governor no longer fighting her parole. KCAL TV's Tom Waite reports.
Manhattan, now 73, was convicted for participating in two of the infamous Manson family murders, the killings of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca. Van Houten has been recommended for parole 5 times, but her release was ultimately blocked by former Governor Jerry Brown and current Governor Gavin Newsom.
And now to Arizona, about the hottest state in a pretty hot country. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix.
A Border Patrol helicopter raced to rescue two people in southern Arizona, dangerously overcome by the desert's searing heat. This newly released video shows a medic being lowered to the man and woman, one drifting in and out of consciousness. They were hoisted into the chopper and transported to a Tucson area hospital Monday.
On the Health Watch, looking ahead to the fall and the yearly vaccine recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control, CBS's Chris Cruz.
The plan involves multiple vaccines. The CDC is recommending that we get one for COVID and another for the flu this year, and for those over 60, one for RSV. But, says Dr. William Schaffner, professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, not all three at one time.
Flu and COVID are well studied. They work well together. RSV and flu, it resulted in a somewhat diminished response on the flu side. So I think RSV probably ought to be taken alone, separate from the other two.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Overseas, where are those Russian mutineers of the so-called Wagner group of mercenaries? Well, that's a good question. The dictator of neighboring Belarus, who cut the deal to have their leader and some of his followers go there, says they're not there. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things,
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Is it still a Yacht Rock Thursday happier happy hour if Dom's left and gone to Yacht Rock without us, folks? I don't think it is. I think we'll move on to normal old rock and roll. Less yacht, more rock. You know, work with me on this one, Ebone. You know, dealer's choice this hour.
I've got you. Yeah, yeah.
And we've got some Brewers tickets to give away this weekend. Saturday game. I got to look up which game it is. I'll get to that eventually. But here is the arbitrary way we're going to give away some Brewers tickets. I don't know if you've heard, but there's some sad news out of Washington, D.C. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been booted from the Freedom Caucus. I mean, talk about politics not being fair. That is not fair, some would say. So anyways, here's my question for you, our fair audience, and the answer to be given at 844-967-2789. If you want some Brewers tickets, tell our boy Ebone, he lightly screens. But I want to know, what did MTG do to get thrown out? What do you got to do to get thrown out of the Freedom Caucus? I mean, I suspect she might have brought a bad meth recipe to the party. Gideon Rubin reporting over at the Raw Story Plus. No longer right-wing enough. Marjorie Taylor Greene ridiculed after being booted from the Freedom Caucus. Apparently the Freedom Caucus, they met and they booted her. Reports that Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene was voted out of the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus sent Twitter abuzz Thursday. Politico reported the far-right congresswoman was voted out of the caucus last month, citing Andy Harris, a Freedom Caucus member who told the outlet a combination of factors led to Greene's ouster. I want to hear your speculation, though. Again, 844-967-2789. How did old three-toe MTG get thrown out of the Freedom Caucus? What'd you do, Marjorie? He noted her backing for the debt limit deal, her ongoing support for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and an exchange with fellow Freedom Caucus member Lauren Boebert, in which Greene reportedly called the Colorado Congresswoman a little bitch. I've used that turn of phrase as well once or twice in my career. Harris didn't indicate whether he voted to expel Green, but called her expulsion an appropriate action. Twitter agreed. Getting kicked out of the Freedom Caucus for lack of decorum is like getting kicked out of the crack house for having too much crack, Attorney Don Lewis tweeted. Well done, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well done. There are some other responses here, but I'd rather hear yours. What Marjorie Taylor Greene do to get thrown out of the esteemed Freedom Caucus? Jim from Appleton. Welcome to the show, Jim. What do you got for us?
I just want to go back to Foxconn for just a second.
Let's do so.
We should put a billboard at each end of that campus saying, this is the Foxconn campus. Republicans spending your money well.
You know, there's some billboards down there, some digital billboards I was just looking at recently. You know, we want to promote the fact that down in Robin Voss's district, A, we've got a shiny new, well, it's not brand new, it's 97 years on the air, but a shiny new civic media news talk station, WRJN. And that station's going to have some fine sports. And, of course, the Devils Advocates. We're playing out there right now. But the sports include the Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks, and the Brewers in 2024. I could not be more excited about the sports lineup. And we're nearing completion on rolling out the high school sports on Friday night as well, Jim. So there's lots of reasons to, you know, advertise what's going on in, let's say, Robin Foss's backyard. There are some digital billboards out there that we've looked at. But I would probably be more likely to brag about WRJN or the sports or the exploits of this fine radio network. You know, Robin Voss, he's got to win his own reelective campaign. He's got to survive his own bad decisions, his own bad governance. But, you know, billboards holding him accountable in his district, it might be a good start, Jim. 844-967-2789. We're going to have to pass the hat or something. Dean from Chippewa Falls, hopefully listening on the Tap 93.5. Welcome, Dean.
How you doing there, Crudy? No, I'm listening on the app.
Oh, awesome. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Well, why Marjorie Taylor Greene got kicked off the Freedom Caucus, I think she dropped her contribution to the fueled orgy in the White House the other day.
You think she was the bearer of the cocaine?
You never know.
Now, was she bringing it there to plant it near the Biden Oval Office or, you know, personal use kind of stuff, Dean?
That would have been my guess, yeah. She's just a plant.
Dean, appreciate your contribution.
Okay, Crudy, you have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. 844-967-2789. I feel like I know Dean, but I don't know Dean. But if you're a listener of the Devil's Advocates, you can be a friend. You can join us. Become a regular around here. We are going to give away some Brewers tickets for this Saturday's game at American Family Field. Brewers came off a semi-successful series against the Cubs. They beat the Cubs today, 6-5. Fred from Cottage Grove, you're next on the party line, 844-96-PARTY. Fred, welcome. What do you got for us?
I've got the answer, but I don't think I can use the tickets this Saturday now.
Well, I can use the clever. I can use the help. So give me your take. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene do to get thrown out of the Freedom Caucus?
Her and Bobart got into a pissing match, and Bobart and called her a bitch.
That's the real reason. I'm looking for the speculative reason.
The speculative?
Fred, sounds like you got your own kitchen cabinet going on in there.
Yeah, really. We're getting ready for the concert on the square, too. But I'm just listening to you guys on the app. Always listening there.
Well, Fred, appreciate you doing so. Obviously, you're being pulled in a few different directions. I had read the reporting that apparently Marjorie Three Toe Green, Marjorie Taylor Green, had called her colleague, her fellow congressperson, a little bitch. That'd be Lorraine Boebert. Boebert? What's her real name? I don't know. Lorraine. I see her political opponent, her Democratic opponent, the declared candidate that wants to win that Colorado seat away from Boebert, raised $2.6 million. That's not a bad start. 844-967-2789. I want to come back to a little article we started last hour. Ron DeSantis and the insecure men who might support him. Pardon me. Philip Bump over at the Washington Post. I'm going to read a little of this and perhaps your contributions. There are three obvious reasons that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign promoted an aggressively anti-LGBTQ plus ad on social media last week. The first is that DeSantis is not making any headway in his efforts to overtake the Republican frontrunner, that's Donald Trump, if you're unaware. In part, this is because DeSantis is competing with Trump for the former president's base of support on terrain that is continually being defined by Trump. DeSantis' team undoubtedly pushed out the self-consciously controversial ad, knowing it might earn him some much-needed attention. Attention in which he could talk about how Trump was unacceptably welcoming of LGBTQ people. He would never be welcoming of any sort of people. In this regard, the ad has been a success. When Morning Joe is outraged about your content, a Republican presidential campaign considers it mission accomplished. Each time it's embedded in an article with a news outlet expressing condemnation, two DeSantis staffers high five. Then there's the second reason. The ad is replete not just with cherry-picked examples of Trump attempting to appeal to LGBTQ voters, ignoring, for example, Trump's angry efforts to block transgender people from serving in the military, but with esoteric iconography popular with the on-light right-wing fringe. Those clips of Christian Bale, we talked about this before, from American Psycho, playing serial killer Patrick Bateman, it's meant to appeal to reactionary dudes who's adopted Bale's character as a not entirely ironic role model. Again, the character is a serial killer, if you're unaware, with the movie American Psycho. In other words, there is a sense in which it is just basic demographic marketing, such as McDonald's using the latest Pixar characters in their Happy Meals. The goal is to present DeSantis is aligned with that verbose community and that they will commend him and share his message. Isn't that kind of what the Proud Boys did for Donald Trump once upon a time? More from the author, Philip Bump, here at the Post. But of course, there is another sense. I've read this before, but I'm going to be redundant. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character and other similarly self-conscious manifestations of masculinity seen in the video should be understood. It is an appeal not just to the memes popular with that online audience, but to the insecurity that leads to the embrace of characters such as Bateman. Trump has continuously leveraged white anxiety during his time in politics. DeSantis is appealing to male insecurity. We'll come back. Got more thoughts from this article, more of your contributions. We're going to give away some Brewers tickets this hour. Going to take your phone calls right here. 844-9-
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 60. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 74. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this Saturday. 3:10 first pitch, Cincinnati Reds come to Milwaukee, courtesy of our flagship Brewer station, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. Going up there very soon. EAA coming in later in July, the 24th through the 28th. Civic Media, the Mayor and Mino, going to be broadcasting live each and every morning from the EAA. Hope you join us there. I'm going to be up there at least one day. I like Oshkosh, like a lot of these fine cities that we find ourselves broadcasting in each and every day. I want to get back to this Ron DeSantis trying to appeal to the insecure men set. And also taking your calls, if you want to win those Brewers tickets, A, tell Ebone when he lightly screens you at 844-967-2789. But your rampant speculation encouraged. What got Marjorie Taylor Greene thrown out of the Freedom Caucus? Apparently they had voted to expel their own member. She ain't back Wano crazy enough for him anymore.
Yeah, yeah. The insurrection was not armed. That's the problem. Her and Bannon, they couldn't pull it off. So, you know, she's out. It's official. She's gone.
Well, if you've got a speculation of your own, like to hear it here, you know, especially the entertaining sort, you know, good conspiracy theories welcome at 844-967-2789. You're competing for a pair of Brewers tickets, and they're good seats. Cincinnati Reds coming to town. Anyways, I read, again, from the Washington Post. So this is what DeSantis is trying to tap into and what he's defending. There is another version of America possible this ad offers, one in which real men get to do real men things, you know, like be gladiators or, it seems, mass murderers. Enough with the treating LGBTQ people as worthy of inclusion in society. Let's instead return to primacy, to real alpha men. Please like and share. It's not clear how much cynicism we should read into the ad. Again, DeSantis rolling out this very anti-gay ad. Any more than it's clear how much cynicism we should read into DeSantis's, easy for me to say, broader adoption of fringe right politics over the past 2 years. But this, too, is the theme of modern politics. The distinction between the person who uses antagonistic rhetoric as a tool and the person who uses it out of a sincere belief is unimportant to the targets of the antagonism.
there is a useful quote that captures that sentiment. In 2018, a candidate for office declined to say his opponent was racist. Instead, he said, the racist believe he's a racist. You know who that candidate was? Democrat Andrew Gillum, talking about his opponent in the gubernatorial contest, a guy named Ron DeSantis. Perhaps you've heard of him. He's from Florida. 844-967-2789. Your chance to win some Brewers tickets. Speculate on why Marjorie Taylor Greene got thrown out of the caucus. Or perhaps an early Friday grievance. Mine is Dom's yacht rocking while the rest of us are doing a little radio show here. Tom from L.A., welcome back. Tom, what do you got for us?
Well, first, Critty, we the people ultimately are the government, so we must never forget that. But we do need to get money out of politics to restore it back to us. Second, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene.
What'd she do?
You know, who knows? Maybe one of them are sleeping with the other one's spouse since the one got divorced and all that. I'm just, throwing something out there. I don't know for sure, but you never know, when it comes to, what's going on with these women, these particular women, they definitely spout the family values, but maybe when Boebert got divorced, maybe Marjorie picked up and started hitting on her husband. Who knows?
You think there's some coveting also, of the neighbor's bumpkin spouse going on, Tom?
Yeah, the neighbor's wife or neighbor's goods. Yeah, possibly. You never know. Anybody else got any other suggestions? I'd love to hear them. But also, Crudy, I think that Ron DeSantis is the most closeted case I think I've ever met. He's got more homoerotic stuff on his commercials and all of this, along with the old Tucker, which really and truly we don't want them in our group of gay men. So I wish that they would take their homoerotic and semi-porn things. I guess they haven't gotten the note yet that, most gay men are visually stimulated and like actually the look of gladiators and other, men shirtless and what have you. Just like straight men are very stimulated by the female body. So I don't know what he's doing. But first he brings up a whole thing about don't say gay. So, of course, everyone's going to say, well, what's gay? So, therefore, he brought up the whole conversation. And now he's putting homoerotic type ads up that, hey, this dude is a closet case as far as he's a pumpkin head, first off, but he's a closet case as far as I'm concerned.
What could it be this? Instead of trying to appeal to insecure men, could it be, Tom, that Ron DeSantis is trying to appeal to self-loathing, closeted gay men on the Republican side?
Well, I would say, yeah, that's what I think. I think any of these guys that are, really into other guys' bodies and stuff and need to see all that they might want to check their orientation at the door and maybe not make fun of gay people because they themselves got three fingers pointing back at them when they're pointing a finger at somebody else. So for all you guys out there that are really, really insecure about your sexuality, you might want to, check out these Ron DeSantis ads or,
Sorry, got to cut short. More Devils coming back.
The Novocaine Initiative, they had a great rollout on Twitter last week.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It is 90 consecutive life terms in federal prison for the El Paso Walmart shooter. He also faces state charges in the mass killing of 23 people, allegedly for racial reasons. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The prosecutors laid out these hate crime charges, also charges dealing with firearm offenses, and the defendant in in this case agreed, I will plead guilty. And in exchange, the federal death penalty is not on the table.
It is insanely hot in Arizona, well above 100. But from Phoenix, Chris Van Cleef tells us.
The high heat is not limited to the southern U.S. This week has been the hottest ever globally. And it's only the first week of July.
The Sarasota area is dealing with mosquito spread malaria.
The CDC issued an alert to doctors to keep an eye out for new cases. Testing for malaria is not common, but the CDC says medical professionals can easily identify the illness if they do a blood test.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me.
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Hour one was Yacht Rock. We've moved on from that. Getting lots of text out on the new Civic Media app. Appreciate when you text us. Here is what the people are texting. Some are speculating. Some are requesting music. Here's one of the musical requests, because we told the audience we're moving on from the Yacht Rock. I suggest some Rush. Led Zeppelin, King Crimson, or maybe Joan Jett.
Man's got some taste. All right.
There are some people speculating on what got Marjorie Taylor Greene thrown out of the Freedom Caucus. And in fact, we're giving away some tickets for a clever take. Brewers tickets for this weekend, Saturday's game American Family Field, Cincinnati Reds coming courtesy of our flagship, Brewers flagship, WISS 1100 AM. Here's more. Hi, Solo Crudy. Jimbo here. MTG got booted for leaving Don Jr.'s Coke at the White House.
Two. All right, we got two.
Now, that is not an entirely original thought. We do have a few. Jeff also speculating she left the blow in the West Wing. So that has been a common thought. Here's one. She was busted watching too much Hunter Biden porn.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'll get you thrown out at the Freedom Caucus.
They're just jealous.
Somebody's trying to get tickets from... No, you can't have the tickets in Idaho. You got to go to the game yourself. That's not how this is played. 844-967-2789. Drew from Marshall. Welcome, Drew. What do you got for us?
Hey, I got a theory. I think that Mrs. Grossman complained that Marjorie wasn't stepping up to be the bearer of her grandchildren. So Fitzy and Glenn got her kicked out because she was not properly family-orientated. How's that?
Drew, you put some thought into this. That is a good conspiracy theory, my friend.
That's what you were going for, I thought.
That's exactly what I was going for, man. You want some Brewers tickets to the Cincinnati Reds game this Saturday, 3:10 first pitch?
I would, yes.
Well, you stick around. I'm going to have my man E-Bone take your information, and we'll get you a pair of tickets transferred electronically, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. And also WRCE radio from the center. Play the Brewers out in the southwestern corner of the state as well on that station. Let's see, who's next? I think it's Joe from Madison. Joe, welcome. What do you got for us?
Let's just widen this conspiracy even more. People have had some nice tips on that. I think it could be Don Jr.'s blow that was left there. And I think that would make a very interesting kind of murder mystery thing happening. She got in the middle of that. Was she supposed to leave it there? Was she supposed to leave it somewhere else? Did she somehow mess up an entrapment that was happening against Hunter Biden? Is that why they're all mad at her?
She was like G. Gordon Liddy. She was there to plant some evidence against Hunter outside the Oval Office. And then she blew it.
What do you think?
She got caught at the Watergate, and now she's been exiled from the Freedom Caucus.
Oh, it's only just the first that she's been exiled from the Freedom Caucus. All of a sudden, there'll be this unfortunate accident somewhere. You know how this goes, right? You know, a little something-something.
You think she's going to fall down the speaker's stairs or something? You know, he's got his own balcony out there, and I've heard they're kind of chummy, her and the speaker. Do you think she'll end up on the granite stairs below?
We need to continue this series, so clearly something is afoot. The little bitch just isn't enough to get this going. The blow in the White House is really that's the tip off. Somebody did a plant, and she's the logical one. And I just don't think her troubles are over. A lot of slippery surfaces in the Capitol building. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Joe, appreciate your conspiracy theory. We'll take yours. Now, we gave away a pair of Brewers tickets, but I got another pair. I could give them today if I got another really good theory and someone was looking for a pair of Brewers tickets against the Cincinnati Reds this Saturday. 3:10 first pitch. Did I mention that? 844-967-2789. Here's the game you got to play along with. Well, you can give us your political hot takes, but we're also taking your rampant speculation. What got Marjorie Taylor Greene exiled from the Freedom Caucus? What could you possibly do that's, unacceptable conduct amongst the Freedom Caucus members? That's what we want to hear from you, our fair audience. Again, 844-967-2789. Might have a extra pair of Brewer tickets. We'll see if we give them away today. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
I think it has something to do with, first of all, I think she's admitted, like Santos, she isn't really who she really is, that she's actually Barney Rubble. And that might be what it is.
Do you think she stepped on somebody's toes trying to become the grand poobah?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is. I'm not sure.
She definitely has the boxy feature. She's more Bam Bam than Pebbles.
Yeah, and if you put her in that, you know, that type of outfit that the Flintstones wore, I can totally see it.
Well, now I know how he got the name of Bam Bam.
Now, DeSantis, though, one real quick thing, Kurt. DeSantis and Lindsey Graham, do you not think they have some real similarities, too?
You tell me why you think they're similar.
Well, I think because they're both, I don't know.
Wise.
I won't go there.
Because they both serve in their government?
They both have they kind of seem to say something about the big guy, and then they always walk it back. Have you noticed that?
I guess I prefer you go in that direction than where I thought you were going, Dick. But
good save.
Thanks for walking me back off that ledge. 844-967-2789. Yes, there's no real courage that I've seen demonstrated from the Republican Party. Because to have courage in the Republican Party gets you exiled from the Republican Party. And I would look at the example of Liz Cheney more so than the exiling from the Freedom Caucus of Marjorie Taylor Greene. That seems to be something different, if you know what I mean. In fact, we're taking your rampant speculation. There could even be a pair of Brewers tickets in it for you. I got one more pair to give. 844-967-2789. Ben from Verona. Welcome, Ben. What do you got for us?
Well, you guys, I was just wondering, maybe do you think the connection could be with Ernest Valverde from McDonald's?
What? Tie it all together for me. I don't have that beautiful of mind. The Grimace Shake? What are we talking about here, Ben?
Yeah, you know, the Grimace Shake, the birthday, the connection of Grimace and Miss Taylor Green.
You know, I...
Physically and emotionally, perhaps.
You know, Ben, I recently found myself in an out-of-state marijuana dispensary, you know, doing what comes naturally, and I was unaware of the Grimace Shake, but the stoner a few ahead of me in the line was bragging and ranting about, oh, man, I can't wait to get done here. I'm going to get a Grimace Shake. Are they good, Ben? Would you recommend the Grimace Shakes?
It depends how much time you spend or how much money you spend at the dispensary before you go.
Direct correlation, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Grimace, do you remember the characters from McDonald's? And Ben, I tell you what, buddy, I'm gonna reminisce and give you some Brewers tickets for this Saturday against the Cincinnati Reds, so stick around for those. But do you remember the whole cast of characters? Grimace, and then there was like the Hamburglar, and there was Mayor McCheese. Yeah. I mean, they had all these characters, and at Easttown Mall in Madison, they had the animation, I feel like. They had the characters out in front of the in-mall restaurant. And I don't recall if it was like Chuck E. Cheese, like if they did a little dance. But I kind of feel like they had the big stuffed characters out front, sort of taxidermy style.
Yeah, there was a whole storyline, too.
Truly incredible. I do remember the cast, but I had no idea such awesomeness existed.
I suspect there's some children in the Greater Madison area that might have PTSD. You know, I mean, they were somewhat scary characters, all things considered. And there was always the specter of that little robber-looking guy in his jail outfit stealing your burger at any given time. Ben, stick around. E-Bone's going to get you your tickets. He needs to get a little bit of information from you. So, want to thank our flagship station, WISS 1100 AM, again, providing free PNC club seats to our fair audience. I mean, this is a damn good deal. So, A, please give us a listen on the 1100 AM. That's where the Brewers play out on the Civic Media. They also play out on WRCE. That's our Radio from the Center, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And can't wait until next year, because on WRJN, Southern Milwaukee Metro, going to have them in Racine. Brewers coming on board in Racine for 2024. That is going to be a sports powerhouse. And of course, the Racine Kenosha home of the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know you're listening right now. Hopefully you love us. We're going to move away from the yacht rocking, but we are going to continue this hour with more of your phone calls. Done with the Brewers tickets, but we will have some fun with you at 844-967-2789. Been speculating a little bit. You don't have to play along any longer. I think we've about played it out, but we were having a little bit of fun, me and the audience, discussing, speculating, conspiracy theorizing over what it could be that got Marjorie Taylor Greene expelled from the Freedom Caucus, the esteemed Freedom Caucus. Anyways, you got any bright ideas? 844-967-2789. One of the texters says Marjorie Taylor Greene was guilty of not looking enough like Ivanka. The president apparently has an unnatural affection for his daughter. Maybe you've heard the stories. General Kelly used to tell a few. Here's another one. DeSantis and Lindsay are the same. They're both gay. I think that was the underlying implication some thought that Dick might be alluding to. That might be the case. I am not here to speculate. I just think they're both bad at what they do, and they both govern for a living. And they're Republicans, of course. What else we got here? Marjorie Taylor, three-toe green. Wait, I got to get to the rest here. Didn't bring the product to the latest Coke-fueled orgy for some reason.
She left it on the table. Look at that.
Remember when that young Madison Cawthorn character?
How could I forget?
A congressman from North Carolina. And he lost the support of the Freedom Caucus and many of his colleagues when he said the quiet part out loud. I've been invited to Coke-fueled Republican orgies. And I would wonder, you know, was the problem that A, he let the secret out of the bag, or B, he didn't tell his buddies up on the hill, hey, Jimmy's throwing a Coke-fueled orgy. You got to be there?
Next one's at my place, yeah.
Saturday night. You know, maybe he didn't bring the proper chips and dips. What does one bring to an orgy?
He'll be in the pink nighty.
Perhaps an 8-ball. Come back with us. Since they found the cocaine in the Biden White House, there's been lots of cocaine talk around here. It's kind of the joke of the day. I actually saw the Biden symbol today, and like the eye was a cocaine line. I thought it was kind of clever. Anyways, more Devils. We'll be back. Call us 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 59, westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 76. Lows dip down to about 57 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Thursday happy hour. I'm glad we've moved on from the Yacht Rock. This one came Rush. A little Rush, that was a request on the text line. So playing that one for somebody in the audience. Tomorrow, me and my little buddy Dominic, we're going on the road, Title Town. We're going to bring Dr. Harvey K to WGBW in Green Bay, 97.9. We're going to interview Harvey, I believe, at 4:30 until 5 o'clock. And then we've got John Mino, who's something of a Fox Valley legend, and former Milwaukee Mayor Jim Schmidt. They're going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about their big show, Mino and the Mayor, plays out across the Fox Valley on WGBW and WISS. And I want to bring this up for the audience. We started the day talking about Tony Evers trolling the Republicans. His campaign tweeted out a little meme of Tony sipping tea, if you will. Well, you know who else is trolling? President Joe Biden. He's going to Marjorie Taylor Greene's district to showcase Bidenomics. Here's a little of the coverage at thehill.com. President Biden said today that he's heading to Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene's district in Georgia to tout investments in manufacturing and his economic agenda. Now, they've got some quotes here. I believe we've got the sound of the president, don't we, E-Bone? You did the work. I'm taking the credit. Let's play it out for the audience. President Joe Biden, he was speaking today from South Carolina. He's going to Georgia next. Play cut one.
When you build from the middle out and the bottom up, everybody does well. The wealthy still do very well. But that trickle-down economy, not a whole lot dropped in my dad's kitchen table growing up.
More from President Joe Biden in South Carolina. Cut number two, please.
Our plan is working. And one of the things I'm proudest of is working everywhere, not just in the coast and big cities like previous recoveries. This time, investment is working. And factories being built and jobs being created, happening in rural America, the heartland, all across America.
And the strangest thing is Wall Street is rooting against the American worker. Tomorrow, when they drop the jobs numbers, they're going to be massive. The early indications of the jobs report could be double the prediction. We could have a very robust jobs market, perhaps a 500,000 new hires. The unemployment, the number of jobs listed in the nation, falling to below 10 million, which is a pretty low threshold. Anyways, wait for that. You heard it here first. That'll be a big report hitting the American public, hitting the press in the morning. But Joe Biden on the road, talking about Bidenomics. The jobs are coming home. President Joe Biden's going to Georgia to stick it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think are we at three or four? Cut number three, President Joe Biden, the jobs are coming home.
Jobs that used to go to Mexico, India, Romania, and China are now coming home to South Carolina. Now Enphase is partnering with Flex to make these parts here in South Carolina. And today, They're shipping their first microinverters made in America.
More from President Joe Biden. They're building factories, and they're expanding factories. Cut four.
Companies across the county, across the country, are expanding factories, building new ones, creating tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, most of which don't require a four-year degree.
One more from Joe Biden. These are all investments that the GOP voted against. Went down to red old South Carolina, going to Georgia next, going to the heart of Dixieland, the heart of the Republican South. And he's telling the truth. And it's got to sting a little bit, especially for Marjorie Taylor Greene coming to your house next. Cut number five, please. President Joe Biden.
Every Republican member of Congress voted against the Inflation Reduction Act. Everyone. Every Republican member of the House in this state voted to repeal the clean energy provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act. That attracts all these jobs.
One more quote I'll read on behalf of President Joe Biden. Since I took office, we've seen over 60 domestic manufacturing announcements all across the solar supply chain. One of the biggest is in Dalton, Georgia, the president said during remarks in South Carolina. You may find it hard to believe, but that's Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. I'll be there for the groundbreaking. Now, you got to believe that's got to be particularly galling to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and that I don't think she's a big believer in the renewable resources. Biden was visiting the company Flex LTD to tout $500 billion in investments that private companies have made in manufacturing and clean energy during his administration. Greene has emerged as one of Biden's top critics on Capitol Hill. And the president recently has been targeting Republican lawmakers who did not vote for his agenda, but have hailed new investments in their states. In South Carolina, Biden called out our buddy, we've been talking about him today, Senator Lindsey Graham, for supporting part of the agenda while still joining every GOP lawmaker in voting against the Inflation Reduction Act. It's always ironic. Republicans vote against, and then they try to take credit for. Lou from Cudahy. Do you find that ironic, Lou?
Here's what's ironic. Since Joe Biden ran up the inflation rate to over 9, now it's back down in the 8s, I think.
Oh, it's way below that,
25%,
dude.
25% of the value of IRAs and 401ks have been erased. So people are going to need to go back to work. And what do you think about the 6 million illegals that have come across the border under his administration, and 124 people on the terrorist watch list who have now been captured? You happy about that? And by the way, that's not political theory. Those are actual facts.
Well, Lou, I will say this in regards to the 6 million number that you put out. We need those people here, Lou. We need the immigrants. We need the labor force. We need to continue to grow as a nation. We do not let a sufficient number of immigrants into our nation under our current policy. We live in an agrarian state, Lou. I know you're in Cudahy, buddy, but look outside. Look around the state. We're a dairy, labor-intensive farming state, right, buddy? You know that. I know that. Where do you think those workers come from? They often come from the Latin countries. They're often not of legal immigration status, Lou. When they do a day without Latinos in the state, the farming industry, they got to pour the milk down the drains, man, because there's not enough people to milk the cows, Lou. So, do I agree the stock market's up and down with the whims? Yes, that part is true. Do I blame Joe Biden for the 6 million immigrants? No, I wish as a nation we could come together and embrace those people, because we need the dues. We need the labor force. We need the workers, Lou. And you're going to see a big old jobs report tomorrow, and you're going to wonder, where the next round of American workers coming from, Lou? Because it ain't you, fella, right? It ain't you. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco, Baggy Dawn is next.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your... You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.